This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So the left-wing media's attempted soft coup against America could result in civil war. That's the topic of today's discussion. It's a very important discussion, perhaps the most important that I've recorded all year. Welcome to the Health Ranger Report. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, newstarget.com, many other websites. Now, what we're witnessing right now, and by the way, I'm recording this on December 11th, 2016. What we're witnessing in the media right now is an attempted soft coup. And the left-wing media, which has really reached the point of mass mental illness, we're talking about extreme delusional paranoia, clinical mental illness, combined with a disconnection from reality, they are attempting to say that Hillary Clinton should have won the election, that Donald Trump only won because of this vast Russian conspiracy that they've come up with, and they've fabricated. The Washington Post, in particular, has fabricated completely false stories where they cite no one. They don't name a single source. They just say, somebody at the CIA told us that the Russians hacked the election, and that's what we're going with. And then the entire left-wing media, which is dangerously close to pushing us to a civil war, as I'll explain here shortly, repeats the Washington Post story, cites that as their source. And then all the left-wing nut jobs start hyperventilating with each other, passing this false story around, claiming that Russia hacked the elections. Now, remember, these are the same people that ran nothing but fake news during the campaign. It was just fake news after fake news after fake news. News like they'd say, well, the Electoral College is so strongly in Hillary's favor now, this is before the election day, that her lead is insurmountable. They said that Donald Trump can't win. Donald Trump can't win. This was a common story over and over again. They rigged the debates to give the questions to Hillary Clinton ahead of time. That's what CNN did. They staged interactions between Hillary and children so that a small child would come running up to her. Yeah, you think the Secret Service wasn't told ahead of time to let that child through to run up to her? Come on. Everything was staged. The whole thing was a lie. The polls were rigged. The polls were deliberately distorted so that they overrepresented Democrats, so that they could show Hillary Clinton in the lead, so that the press could say, oh, she's won, it's over. I mean, month after month, we were subjected to these lies and this propaganda by the left-wing media. Excuse me. Well, they didn't get the outcome that they wanted. So now, have they decided to stop lying and maybe try to regain some credibility? No. They've decided to keep on lying, but now their lies are going into the realm of, you know, aliens and Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, I don't know, little leprechauns or whatever. They say the Russians stole the election. There's not a shred of proof. And they've been circulating stories that say things like the WikiLeaks emails were faked. Not a shred of proof that they were fake. They were all real, legitimate John Podesta emails. So the left-wing media has done nothing but fake the news. For really decades, actually, not just years, but decades. And now their fakery of the news has reached the point of treason. And that's my point here. This is seditious activity on their part, treason. They are attempting to deliberately overthrow a nation's legitimate elected government. And they're doing this by trying to threaten the electoral voters who are going to cast their votes on December 19th. And they are supposed to, of course, reflect the vote that was cast by the citizens, and not the illegals, but by the citizens. And they're supposed to elect Donald Trump with, you know, 300 plus electoral votes. I think 306 is the number. But now the left-wing media is pushing this Russian conspiracy theory, again, without a shred of proof, not a single shred of legitimate evidence, nothing. They're pushing this to try to say, hey, electoral voters, you guys or gals should change your votes to Hillary Clinton because the Russians were involved. This is literally their narrative. I mean, can you imagine if Hillary had won the election and the people on the right were saying, the Russians gave the election to Hillary Clinton? Can you imagine how the accusations of wearing tinfoil hats and being lunatic conspiracy theories that would be circulated by the left. But now it's their theory. They've basically taken over the tinfoil hat factory and started distributing the hats to all the journalists. You know, Paul Krugman, Keith Olbermann, or whatever his name is, Rachel Maddow, Michael Moore, Nate Silver. They're all wearing tinfoil hats. They're having a tinfoil hat parade, basically, running down the street wearing nothing but tinfoil hats, shamelessly pushing this bizarre conspiracy theory that the Russians somehow won the election for Hillary Clinton, again, or against Hillary Clinton, without a single shred of legitimate evidence to support that. Not a shred of evidence. Nothing. Nada. Now, my point here, why this can lead to civil war, is that this is a very, very dangerous game that these people are playing. These left-wing lunatics are essentially saying that they do not support the outcome of any election that they don't like. Now, think about this. Think about this very, very deeply. Before we had a representational type of government, the republic, which is the United States of America. It's a republic, not a direct democracy by any means. It's a republic. Before we had that, how did nations decide who should be their leader? Well, look around the world and look throughout history. Look at places like Somalia or Bosnia or, heck, most of Africa, for that matter, or South America. Look at the history of the United States before it was the United States. Look at the history of Europe, for God's sake, or China. How was it decided who would be the leader? It was the person who killed everybody else, who killed the enemies. It was bloodshed. It was civil war. It was revolt. It was armed coups. It was one group overthrowing the other group with bloodshed and mass violence. And this is how you rose to power before the ballot box came along. And the ballot box was a system that said to the citizens, you don't have to rise up and kill your enemies to change your representation in government. You could go to the ballot box and we will all vote at the ballot box and we will vote for who we want to represent us in government. And then we, the people, will agree to respect the outcome of that vote, even if it didn't go our way. Now, this is a crucial component of a relatively free and relatively secure society. If you don't believe in the democratic outcomes of the elections that go against you, you don't believe in democracy at all. And the message from the radical left today is that they no longer accept the ballot box unless it goes their way. They are essentially saying that they no longer abide by democracy. They do not respect democracy anymore. They want to overthrow the result of this election because they didn't get the results they want. And what they really want, effectively, is a single-party state with no opposition. They want a radical leftist-slash-communist regime in power that has no competition or just faux competition, where, you know, Fidel Castro had elections and the other party got 1% of the vote. Yeah, that kind of system. That's what Hillary Clinton and her supporters and the left-wing nut jobs want. And so they are playing with fire. This is a very, very dangerous assertion that they are making, because they are, in effect, announcing to the citizens of America who voted for Donald Trump and who elected Donald Trump through the constitutional, law-abiding method of the Electoral College, a fair and free election that has been the same structure of elections for 240 years in this country. The left-wing nut jobs are telling all these people that voted for Trump that you no longer have any power at the ballot box, because if you don't vote the way we want, we're going to steal the election from you and take it back to our party. And so they're making not just a mockery of this whole process of going to vote. I mean, what's the point of voting if your vote doesn't count unless they get the results that they want on the left? You see, do you see the dangerous precedent that they're setting? They're telling conservatives that their votes don't matter, and that basically the only way conservatives are going to get their representatives into power is to rise up and have, you know, revert back to the way it used to be in the old days. You know, everybody fighting each other and bloody revolutions and conflicts and coups and all these things that we hope to avoid. We don't want bloodshed to be required for a transition of power. We want to do it peacefully. We want to do it lawfully. But if half the country, which is the delusional fringe left at this point, the mentally ill conspiracy theorists, if they will not accept this fundamental pillar of democracy and a free society, a representational government, if they will not accept that, then frankly, they have no place in a free society at all. They are unqualified from participating in a democracy if they refuse to respect the results of elections that they don't like. Now, the upshot of this is that I think many people were so frustrated with the corruption in the system that they decided to vote for Trump because they wanted to see real change in Washington. They were tired of the corruption. They were tired of the cover-ups, the collusion, the criminality of the Obama regime and the Clinton Foundation and everything that they saw in Washington that was just, it was nauseatingly corrupt and criminal-minded. And people voted against that because they wanted a change in Washington. A lot of Democrats voted for Trump because they wanted to see something different in Washington. If their votes are now stolen from them because the left-wing media is pushing a fabricated conspiracy theory and pushing hatred toward the electors that's invoking death threats, if all of this results in so many electors or electoral voters changing their votes to deny Donald Trump the 270 that he needs, they are risking setting off a massive civil war, because at that point, an armed uprising is the only thing that's left. You see, democracy, voting at the ballot box, is the replacement for uprisings and armed revolts. But if the entire left, the liberals, the Democrats in America, are now throwing out democracy, they are telling the people on the right who want Trump in office, they're telling them, grab your guns, rise up, and march on Washington, because that's the only thing the left will respect. Do you understand how this dynamic is taking shape? It's almost like the lunatics on the left are just begging to be violently halted from their attempted overthrow criminal coup of our nation. It's like they're begging for it. As I wrote in my article, I said it's like they're invoking the demons or summoning the demons of war. And they have no clue what they are doing, because the people on the left today are crybullies. They're whiny little snowflake crybabies who scream and whine when they don't get their way. And they don't know, they don't respect any law. They don't respect any process. They don't respect democracy. They don't respect freedom of speech. They don't respect the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment. They don't respect religious freedom. They don't respect anything. They are tyrants. They're totalitarians, and they demand to get their way at all costs, and they're willing to risk throwing the entire nation into armed civil war in order to demand that their president, who lost the election, be put into the White House no matter what. That is a dangerous, dangerous position to stake out. But that's what the radical left is doing. That's what the Washington Post is doing. They are willing, in other words, to risk thrusting the entire nation into armed civil war, potentially resulting in the loss of millions of lives. We're talking a bloody revolution. They are willing to risk that in order to demand that Trump be denied the White House. They are pushing America down this dark path of violence and bloodshed, because they have rejected the basic tenet of democracy, which is that the citizens can change power, the citizens can change the representatives in power by going to the ballot box and peacefully picking up a pen or a pencil or a digital version and checking a checkbox. If the left is now going to refuse this fundamental peaceful method of democratically choosing our representatives in Washington, then again, the people on the left have no place in the society, and they should all move to communist China, North Korea, or Cuba. And by the way, let me just, those of you listening who might be Democrats, and you're saying, but Hillary won the popular vote. Hillary won the popular vote. You've all been brainwashed into repeating this mindless, meaningless claim. The election isn't a popular vote election. The Electoral College determines the outcome, which means that Donald Trump campaigned strategically to win the electoral vote, because that's the way the election is held. And it has been held that way since the inception of our nation. That's what's written in the Constitution. That's what Obama won on. Obama won the Electoral College. People on the right didn't say, oh, Obama, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, the Electoral College is the way you win this election. It is not a competition. It's not a popularity contest. If it were, the democracy would implode. Why? Because then politicians running for office would simply campaign in the three or four largest cities, and that's it. They'd be in L.A., they'd be in New York, they'd be in Houston, they'd be in Seattle and Chicago, whatever. And they would campaign there. And if that were the way that elections were won, then Donald Trump would have been campaigning in Los Angeles and New York and Chicago, and he would have won the popular vote. But that's not the way it works. It's an electoral system, so you campaign in the states where the electoral votes count. Donald Trump followed the rules, just like every other president before, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, you know, Reagan, all the way back, they all followed the Electoral College system. It is astonishing that now, today, because they lost, that Democrats want to say after the fact, retroactively, oh, the Electoral College is bad, because they lost the election under the rules that have been used since the beginning of our nation. You see what I mean? That they're just cry bullies? They're whiny, pathetic. They don't even deserve to be American citizens, frankly, if they don't accept the outcome of this election, which was a fair and free election. It followed the rules. Trump won a decisive, commanding electoral victory. There's no question about it. 306 electoral votes to what, 232 or something that Hillary has. It wasn't even close, people. So don't run around saying, well, Hillary won the popular vote. The popular vote is not what determines the outcome of the election. Because we are a republic, we are a representational system, a collection of states, of sovereign states. Do you understand that? You know why it's called the United States of America? It's not called the Washington Empire. You know, it's the United States of America. 10th Amendment, baby. States have rights. States have sovereignty. States are represented in the federal system through Senate seats and House seats, and also Electoral College numbers, which are reflected by the number of Senate seats and House seats as well. So it is a representational republic. That's how you win elections. It's not based on the popular vote. That was not the competition. And so Hillary did not win the popular vote. There was no competition for the popular vote. That wasn't even on the scoreboard. That wasn't the competition. It was a competition for the Electoral College victory. So now here we stand at this precipice of history, you might say, where we as a nation are going to find out whether half the country will accept the outcome of a legitimate democratic election using the Electoral College system. If they refuse to accept that system, it is very likely that they're going to put us into a civil war or an armed revolt or some kind of a constitutional crisis from which America will only emerge weaker. And that is a key component of all of this. The left now, because Trump won the election, and Trump is going to get to choose Supreme Court justices who are going to be pro-Constitution, who are going to support religious freedoms, for example, who are going to protect the lives of late-term babies who are about to be born but are right now aborted by the organ harvesters on the left. The left is freaked out over the fact that Donald Trump is going to have influence over the country for the next probably 8 years. They think that only their people should ever win. They love the last 8 years when Obama was in power and Obama was pushing all of this cultural agenda and attacking the Christian pizza shops and the Christian bakeries and pushing a gay marriage and the LGBT agenda and pushing the total hoax of man-made climate change and EPA regulations, just on and on and on. You know, Common Core, Agenda 21, you know, dumbing down the school systems, all these things. And the left was cheering. But now they don't accept that maybe their guy doesn't get to win all the time. See, that's why they're crybabies. They act like little children. Did you know that in a legitimate democracy, sometimes your person wins and sometimes they don't? Power tends to swing from one party to another. I mean, just think about it. After 8 years of the Republicans under Trump, probably the whole country is going to swing back to the left. They're probably, you know, 8 years from now, the chances are about 90% that America is going to elect a Democrat president. And then 8 years after that, it's about 90% they're going to elect a Republican. Why is that? Because people get sick and tired of the party in power and they just want change. And most of recent history in terms of election outcomes is Americans basically choosing the other party, whatever the other party happens to be. And that's a kind of check and balance in the system, that the voters can throw out a party that becomes too corrupt and too arrogant and too deeply corrupt is the right word. That when the system becomes so corrupt, the voters can vote that system out and bring in the other party. And hopefully during that time, the other party that has been out of power has been sitting around trying to think of ways, how can we meet the needs of the voters? How can we win the support of the voters? How can we be better representatives in government? And that's their job. If you're the loser in election, you should go home and sit around with your buddies, your fellow Democrats in this case, and you should ask yourself some tough questions. Why did we lose? How can we do better? How can we sell ourselves better? How can we have a better solutions for America in the next election? And that's a healthy process. So if Republicans lose like they did in 2008, they should go home and say, why did we lose? Why don't people like our ideas? How can we make our ideas more relevant? How can we be more helpful to the future of the country? This is a healthy process. But today, when Hillary Clinton loses, the left doesn't say, how can we do better? They say, we're going to steal the election anyway. It is a rejection of the healthy process of the losing party going home and trying to figure out how to win next time by appealing to the needs of the citizenry. So the left is abandoning everything that works in democracy. They've abandoned the Electoral College. They've abandoned the very idea of democracy. They've abandoned changing your representatives at the ballot box. And they've abandoned the idea of trying to figure out why they lost. You know what their reason is for why they lost? They're thinking on this? It was the Russians. I mean, give me a break. They might as well say aliens from planet Zorg came down and zapped Hillary's brain with, you know, alien technology to make her lose or something. This is the kind of nonsense that these people are coming up with because they cannot psychologically come to grips with the idea that they lost, that the American people voted against them on purpose. And no, it wasn't the Russians. I mean, a lot of these places, paper ballots. How could the Russians hack paper ballots? I mean, seriously, what do they think? Russians have like a paper levitation technology that they've got teams of people sitting around in the Kremlin where they can alter paper in Wisconsin? I mean, come on. These people are lunatics. But this is how disconnected and delusional they are. They cannot come to grips with the outcome of this election. They cannot accept the fact that Hillary Clinton lost because she's an unpopular, corrupt, unlikable person. She does not connect with the voters. Her ideas suck. Her corruption is just endless. what her party represents is in opposition to what good, decent, hardworking Americans want to see for their country. But the left can't come to terms with that. And that's why these conspiracy theories are coming out, and that's why they're death-threatening the electoral voters, and that's why they're fabricating stories at the Washington Post. That's why they're pushing their Russian conspiracy theory and hyperventilating with each other all about it. They're living in a delusional bubble of mass mental illness and complete disconnection from reality, and they are going to lose so big. I'm starting to sound like Trump. They're going to lose so big on this because most of the country is now seeing the left as being not just wrong, but insane, mentally unstable. And this is a last desperate Hail Mary by the media to try to say the Russians stole the election. They're going to fail. They're going to fail badly. And when it's all over and done with, both the Democratic Party is going to be in shambles and the credibility of the mainstream media is going to be in a state of rapid collapse. And I guess that's what they want. I mean, that's probably a good thing because bad ideas should be made extinct. And fake journalism, like they're pushing at the Washington Post, should be put out of business. You know, CNN as well, obviously. CNN should be off the air. I mean, we don't have to force them off the air. All we have to do is stop watching them. Let the ad revenues run out and they will close down on their own. It's called extinction because their ideas don't work. Their lies, their propaganda, their fabrications are no longer accepted. They're no longer just swallowed hook, line, and sinker by the population because people are waking up. People are starting to think critically. People are getting their news from other sources. And that is what's freaking out the left-wing media. That, above all, is what's freaking them out. And that's why they're invoking the Russian conspiracy theories. And that's why they're trying to keep Trump out of the White House because they know that Trump is probably going to unleash antitrust action against organizations like Facebook and Google and Amazon.com and perhaps many others. And he should. You know, we don't need gatekeeper monopolies controlling our access to information. And all those organizations, Facebook, Google, Twitter, they're all evil. They're all Ministry of Truth, censorship, Orwellian, evil organizations that tried to throw this election to Hillary Clinton. And now they have the audacity to blame the Russians. Are you kidding me? You want to know the real truth about this? Donald Trump overcame massive fraud, massive, huge millions of votes, no doubt, of illegal aliens, massive media fraud, fabrications of false stories for the last year and a half, almost all of them designed to destroy Donald Trump and get Hillary Clinton elected. We're talking about mass fabrications of rigged polls. We're talking about mass censorship on Google News and Yahoo News, Facebook banning accounts that they didn't like, Twitter banning accounts like Milo Yiannopoulos, who is a very prominent gay conservative who was pro-Trump or continues to be pro-Trump, and so on and so forth. Massive censorship everywhere. I mean, when Hillary Clinton's book came out on Amazon.com and all the reviews started coming in of how horrible the book is, what did Jeff Bezos do, who owns the Washington Post and Amazon.com? They manually deleted all the negative comments on Hillary Clinton's book. Yeah, this is the kind of thing they do. Because it's all fake with them. And they have the audacity to blame everyone else or accuse everyone else of being involved in fake news. Give me a break. Then when the New York Times, and this came out in WikiLeaks, when the New York Times gives editorial control to the Clinton campaign over all the articles that the New York Times is about to publish about Clinton, that is fake news. That isn't even news at all. It's just propaganda. And that's all it is. The New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, all of them are nothing but propagandists working for the Clinton campaign. And they are still continuing their propaganda. They're going to try to thrust America into a civil war or martial law or assassination attempts on Donald Trump or electoral chaos or economic chaos, or whatever they can get away with before January 20th. And I got to tell you, to wrap this up, I hope that Donald Trump comes down hard on these anti-American, seditious traitors who run the media today. These people are trying to undermine democracy, undermine the legitimate outcome of a legitimate election, a free and fair election. whose victor is not in doubt. Hillary Clinton conceded the night of the election. It's over. But these people on the left, they need to be shown the exit. So I hope that when Donald Trump builds a wall and he builds that door in the wall, that we just take all these anti-American traitors at the Washington Post and just lead them right out that door. Take them right to Mexico. Go for it, buddy. You love Mexico so much, go live there. You're out of the country. You know, just or give them a free air ticket to Cuba or North Korea for that matter. North Korea, they'd love that place. That's a country that has razor wire fence around every border and every checkpoint to keep the citizens in, because citizens want to leave so badly. They have to use military police to prevent citizens from leaving. That's how bad North Korea's government is. It's a perfect place for people who write for the Washington Post, who are these traitorous leftists. They would love North Korea. They would love Kim Jong-un and his regime, because that's a one-party state. And they don't have to have elections there anymore, because Kim Jong-un is their god. He's a god, just like Hillary Clinton was worshipped as a cult goddess, literally photographed with halos and hazy cloud heavenly imagery to make her look like a goddess of some sort. But that's what these people do. They worship these cult figures. They love totalitarian societies. They love Fidel Castro. They had so many great words for Fidel Castro, like Jorge Ramos and all these people on CNN. They can't stop talking about how much love they have for Castro, a murdering criminal. Death squads murdered thousands of political opponents. Are you kidding me? The left loves this guy. They should just go there. Go to Cuba. Stay there. We should just kick them out. Revoke their citizenship. You know, you're out. You don't love America? Get the hell out. That's what we should really demand. It's probably not going to happen. But, you know, wouldn't it be nice if people say, if they hate America so much, and they hate democracy so much, and they hate the Electoral College so much, and they hate the flag, and they're burning the flag, and, you know, just the way these leftists operate, they hate this country. Well, freaking leave it then. What are you still waiting around for? Go to Mexico. You want to live in a freaking narco land, drug cartel, totalitarian police state where you can't even own a gun for self-defense? Yeah, there's a place for you. It's called Mexico freaking City. Go there, change your passport, become a Mexican national, and see how much you like it. You think elections don't go your way in America? Wait till you go to Mexico. Yeah, welcome to a whole new realm of totalitarian society. That would be a wake-up call for these people. In any case, I think you know where I'm coming from on all of this. It's going to be interesting. In just, I don't know, 8 days or so, we're going to find out how the electoral votes go. And then my estimate is that Donald Trump will still win the Electoral College votes, by the way. But the left is going to try desperately to deny him 270. So keep a close eye on that. But the big day is coming January 20th, 2017. January 20 is the day that these radical leftists who hate America are going to literally try to stage a communist uprising. They're going to try to overthrow Washington, D.C. I have inside information on this from a guy who infiltrated their operation, gave me the goods. He said, this is what they're planning. They're planning a Trump assassination. They're planning a mass uprising in Washington, D.C. They're going to take over the Capitol building. They're going to march on all the buildings of government power. They're literally going to try to stage a mass uprising on that day. And, also, they're being encouraged to do that all over the country, by the way. There's a website called, I think, Disrupt J20, that they're saying, well, if you can't get to Washington, just cause chaos wherever you are. You know, disrupt everything everywhere across America. So that's Friday, by the way, Friday, January 20th, which could be called a Black Friday, you know, or I don't know, maybe a Red Friday might be a better term, but it's going to be Chaos Friday for sure. So be ready for that, because these communist people, they're not used to living in a nation where they have to follow the laws, or where citizens are well-armed under the Second Amendment. So they think, they're so delusional, they think they can take over the country on January 20th. They literally think that. They believe it. And so they're going to just stupidly try to take over all the government buildings on that day. Yeah, what they don't realize is, you know, in Washington, D.C. alone, there's about 1,000 U.S. Marines stationed there for the inauguration. It's about 50,000 D.C. cops, and all the Marines and all the cops are pro-Trump. So don't be surprised if you see a lot of Marines engaging with, you know, with these crazy commie uprising people who are trying to take over the buildings. Don't be surprised, because we could see that unfold. That's how crazy the radical leftists are, who just refuse to accept the election outcome because they can't stand it when their candidate doesn't win. You know, my advice to them is just wait 8 years. You'll probably win then. Jesus. Just freaking crybabies. They just can't function like adults in this world. You don't get everything you want, okay? Get used to it. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. The most important thing is to help to support the principles that make America a free nation. Support the Constitution. Support freedom of speech. Support the Second Amendment and the Bill of Rights and the democratic process. If you're not willing to support the democratic process, you don't belong in America, period. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, healthrangerreport.com. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.